In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. May God's grace, mercy, and blessing be upon us all. Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the month of Hatur, and in the Gospel of this Sunday, we read a passage from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 14. And this passage gives us the description or the prescription of what it means to follow Christ, what it means to follow Christ, to be His disciple in this world. It starts off by saying, and a great multitude went with Him. A lot of people started following Christ to see what He can provide for them, to maybe gain fame, maybe gain richness, maybe gain power. So they were following Him. And then He turned and said to them, He turned to them to tell them to pay attention of why they are following Him. And then He says, if anyone comes to Me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be My disciple. At first take of this, it might sound harsh. We're not used to Jesus saying to hate. That word is not really part of His vocabulary. He never uses this word hate. And yet here He said, if you don't hate your father and mother and everybody in your life, even your own life, you cannot be My disciples. What is He trying? Is Christ really asking us to hate others? In the Psalm of today, maybe the church has put this in place to remind us who God is. He says, but You, O Lord, are compassionate, merciful, long-suffering, abundant in mercy and true. So the church is highlighting. He has all these characteristics. So it doesn't mean, when He says to hate, it doesn't mean hate like we look at it. It's explained clearer in the Gospel of St. Matthew. He said, if anyone comes after Me and loves his father and mother and brothers and sister more than Me, then he does not deserve Me. So this is the explanation of what He's trying to say. We cannot have priority over Christ in our life. We cannot have priority over anyone, over God in our life. And we might ask ourselves, why is God asking to be first in my life? Is he selfish? Is He a selfish God who wants Himself to be first and everybody else last? Of course, we know that's not one of His characteristics, but through the love of God, He said God is love. So through the love of God, He will teach us the proper way to love my wife, my children, my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, all these people. He said that we have to keep them secondary to our love for Him. We will learn how to properly love all these people through the love of God. If I don't love God and I don't make Him a priority in my life, then the love that I have for others might not be the genuine love. It might be a self-defeating love or a self-serving love. Instead of it being a God-centered love, it becomes a self-centered kind of love. How does it benefit me? But keeping God in my life, keeping Him first in my life, makes me able to love others the proper way to love others, this agape kind of love, this sacrificial kind of love that Christ Himself did. He said He, being in the form of God, did not consider Himself equal to God, but emptied Himself and took the form of a servant. He emptied Himself. He gave up everything. He gave up His own self and took the form of a servant. So when He's asking us to be humble. In this humility that He shows us, we are asked to be just like Him in this humility. And that's why He says, and whoever does not bear his cross and come after Me cannot be My disciple. A cross is a very shameful way to die. Crucifixion was a very shameful way to die. It takes everything out of a man to be crucified. There's no pride in it. There's shame in it. So Christ accepted the cross. It means He emptied Himself to the point of death, even the death of the cross, the most shameful kind of death. So what is He asking us to do? Carry whoever does not bear His cross. What's My cross? My cross and your cross is our ego, myself. How do I look in front of others? Christ, being on the cross, didn't care how He looked in front of others. He had one goal in mind. He emptied Himself. Himself, He doesn't exist anymore. His self is non-existent. So we're asked to be the same. When we're asked to bear our cross and follow Him, is bear this sacrificial cross, the cross that crucifies the self. There's no more ego, there's no more I anymore. It's only about God. And through that lens, if I do that, he will exalt us. And that's why in the book of Acts, of the reading today, it says, Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree, another word for a cross, him God has exalted to his right hand to be Prince and Savior. So when we are crucified, when we crucify ourselves, we will be exalted. He's trying to say that following me is not a joyride, it's not always sunshine and roses and everybody loves us. No, he said in the world you will have tribulations. In the reading of the Acts, it says the same thing happened to the disciples. They were beaten and they were commanded not to speak in the name of Jesus. So what did they do? They walked away and they were ashamed? No, they walked away proud. They said they departed from the presence of the council rejoicing. You were just insulted. You were just called every name in the book. You were just beaten. Why are you rejoicing? They were rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. This is the same shame that Christ suffered. He gave up his ego and he suffered. The disciples did the same. They weren't concerned about their egos, about themselves, about their life even, but they counted themselves worthy. They rejoiced, counting themselves worthy to suffer shame in his name. Do we have this kind of rejoicing when we suffer shame in the name of God? Or are we, if we are insulted, we want to insult back? When we are reviled, we want to revile back. St. Paul says, when we are reviled, we bless. Just so the disciples, when we are reviled, we bless. This is what it means to be a disciple of Christ. To bear our cross and come after me. So he's telling these multitudes that went after him, coming after me is not that simple. You need to bear your cross and follow me. But who really carries the cross? Christ is the one that carried the cross. So if we bear ourselves and we carry our cross, he will carry us with our cross. He said, my yoke is sweet and my burden is light. But once we accept that cross, he will carry it for us and we will be able to follow him and be his disciple. And that's why he says, whoever is intending to build a tower reaches up to heaven, does not sit down first and count the cost. In order to build, the higher the tower, the lower the foundation has to be. This is just like engineering principles. You have to have a deep foundation if you want to go up high in the air. So if we want to rise ourselves to be with God in heaven, we have to humble ourselves. The more humble we are, the more that we humiliate ourselves and humble ourselves and put on this life of humility with all genuineness, and we decrease, 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 he will increase and he will raise us up. Just like he said to John, or John said to him, that I must decrease and he must increase. We need to learn as disciples of Christ that we need to decrease and humble ourselves and put on humility all the way down into the foundation, into the depths of this earth, in order that we will be exalted just like Christ was exalted. And to bear our cross and to be his disciples means to crucify ourselves, to crucify the ego, to crucify the self on the cross itself. And if I don't know how to do that, look at the cross. Spend a couple of minutes every day looking at the cross and contemplating what Christ has done for you and for me. And how he gave up every self. He said, being equal with God, he emptied himself. The Greek word is kenosis. Kenosis means he gave everything up. Nothing else belonged to him. Even though he was equal, he was God himself. He gave everything, he gave it up for me and for you. So what can I give that's worth anything close to that? Nothing. Even my life is not even worth close to that, but we offer what we have. So today we are asked to be like Christ, to empty ourselves, not to live a self-centered life, a self-preserving life, a self-defeating life, but instead we have to serve a God-centered life, and in that you will be my disciples as Christ has said, and to God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
بسم الله والابن والروح القدس لا اله الا امين حلامه رحمه وبركه من الان الابد امين. البرج وبناء البرج وحساب النفقه ثم العدو الذي يريد أن يهدم حياتنا في حرب خلاصنا، وقال يعني لازم نتحسب حساب النفقة. حساب النفقة إن الواحد يحسبها صح، يعني دي حساب النفقة، يحسب إيه إمكانياته، إيه اللي عنده، إيه اللي مطلوب منه، وإيه كمان اللي يقدر يقاوم به العدو اللي جاي عليه بعشرين ألف هو عنده 10,000. كل دي المعاني بتدور حوالين حاجة واحدة، إن برج حياتنا الروحية يمتد من الأرض إلى السماء، زي السلم اللي شاف يعقوب كده، سلم ممتد من الأرض إلى السماء. فإن كنا ونحن نعيش في هذا العالم ولكن نحن لسنا من هذا العالم، لما تولدنا من العمودية صرنا أبناء الله. طب ربنا فين؟ فوق، فوق الكل. طيب ما خدناش لي معاه، قال أنتوا تبقوا هنا تكونوا نور للعالم وملح للأرض علشان تبشروا الناس التانية ويأتوا كما خلصتم يخلصوا. وقال لي كده، لست أسأل أن تأخذوا من العالم لكن تحفظوا من الشرير. إيه الشرير ده اللي جاب 20,000 وهم عندهم 10,000؟ فديهم قوة واسندهم. الحاجة التانية لازم ناخد بالنا أن حياتنا كبرج روحي يمتد إلى السماء، سيرتنا هي في السماويات، أو citizenship، أو citizenship in heaven. فإحنا فوق، جنسيتنا مش مصريين، أمريكان، كنديين، رأيين، سودانيين، نو. فوق مفيش، كل الباسبورات دي ما تدخلش فوق. ده معايا باسبور أمريكاني أدخل يا مخيول إرمي، طب معايا باسبور مصري بإرمي، إيه مفيش باسبور إيه؟ هل أنت سماوي ولا لا؟ سيرتك في الحياة في السماء فوق ولا لا؟ طب بس أنا كنت على الأرض، أيوة، لكن ربنا أعطانا روح القدوس وأعطانا إمكانياته كلها وأسراره كلها، وقال ادعوني وقت الضيق وانقذك فتمجدني. هو معانا، قال انا معكم كل ايام انقضاء الدهر. والمسيح كان مثل لينا لما اخلى نفسه اخذا صوره عبد واطاع حتى الموت، موت الصليب. هذا الاخلاء كان ده زي ما ابونا قال الفونديشن، لما واحد بيعمل برج عالي لازم يعمق، يفحط تحت كتير، يتضع قوي قوي. فيش حد اتضع زي المسيح، أخلع نفسه أخذا صورة عبد، وقال تعلموا مني لأنه ودي متواضع القلب. طيب خدت إيه؟ ما ديك اتصلبت والناس استهانوا بيك وضربوك وصلبوك. قال لا، أقامه الله وعطاه اسما فوق كل اسم. ويقول كده معلمنا بولس الرسول في أفسس، إذ أقام الأموات وأجلسه عن يمينه في السماويات، فوق كل رياسة، برج بقى عالي فوق، فوق كل رياسة وسلطان وقوة وسيادة وكل اسم يسمى، ليس في هذا الدهر فقط بل في المستقبل أيضا. وكمان وأخضع كل شيء تحت قدميه، وياه جعل رأسا فوق كل شيء للكنيسة التي هي جسده، من الذي يملأ الكل في الكل. إيه ده؟ ده برج المسيح اللي اتضع وأخلى نفسه وخد شكل العبد. ربنا الآب أعطاه هذا البرج العظيم والاسم العظيم دوت. طب واحنا فين؟ احنا فيه. فكل من في المسيح ياخذ كل ما اخذ المسيح، نصير ورثة الله وورثة مع المسيح. والمجد الذي اعطيتني انا اعطيتهم. فان البرج بتاع حياتنا اللي هيوصل للسماء دوت اساسه المسيح، وهو من غيره ما نقدرش نعمل حاجه ولا نوصل لحاجه، نلزق فيه ونمسك فيه. فهو بقى يتولى كل شيء، يتولى بقى المصاريف بتاعت البرج والحسابات، كل الحسابات الصح يعملها. لما كان فيه 5,000 غير النساء والأولاد عاوزين يأكلوا، جه فيلبس وحسب حساب النافقة، قال له عاوزين نأكل الناس دي، قال له دول كده يعني 200 دينار بس عشان يأكلوا عيش حاف، كل واحد ياخد خبزة صغيرة كده، ونجيب منين الفلوس ونجيب منين الأكل ده ومنين الفيلم خابز تعمل لنا 15,000 رغيف ولا 20,000 رغيف عشان الناس دي تاكل؟ ده حساب النفقة. قال له يا فلوبوس، انت حسيت كل هذه الحسابات وكل هذه الأرقام، وانا نسيت الرقم الكبير اللي عمل كل الأرقام اللا نهاية، عندكم يعني ما فيش غير خمسة سمكتين يكفوا ايه دول قالتهم. فجاب لما اتضع فيلبس واتضعوا التلاميذ وما عرضوش المسيح قالوا له احنا مجانين يعني انا ايه هات خمسات سمكتين تاكل دول اتصرف حاجة تانية ما تخلناش كده قدام الناس اللي معها اي حاجة كده بسيطة يجيبها عشان ناكلكم ما ينفعش ما قالوش كده. لما اتضعوا واطاعوا صار البرج عظيم شبع الكل وفاض 12 قفة مملوءة. المسيح عمل باقي حساباته الخاصة علم ما سيعمل لما شاف الجماعة كتير كده عرف يسوع ماذا سيعمل. إذن يا أحبائي نحسب حساباتنا زي فلوبس مفيش مشكلة لكن بعد ما نحسب حساباتنا الخيبانة دي نحطها في يدين المسيح. أنا بفكر في كذا وبفكر في كذا والموضوع ده عاوز كذا وأنا إمكانياتي ضعيفة واللي جاي قدامي 20,000 أنا عندي 10,000 بحط كل إمكانيات ضعيفة في إيدك يا رب. عندي خمس خبزات سمكتين مطلوب تأكل الناس دي كلها هات اللي عندك. المسيح مش بيلغي فكرنا مش بيلغي حساباتنا بس توكل على الرب وعلى فهمك لا تعتمد. يعني الفهم هنعمل بالفهم وقال افهم ما أقول ويعطيك الرب فهما كويس مش هنلغي الفهم بس بقى ما نفهم ونفكر ونحسب حط بقى هذا الفهم كله وكل الحسابات دي في إيده علشان هو يعمل البرج العالي بقى يعمل معجزة. 20,000 و10,000 اللي قال عنها ديت هي طبعا إمكانيات الشيطان أقوى من الإنسان كتير إمكانيات الإنسان ضعيفة جدا أمام إمكانيات الشيطان. طب محتاجين إيه؟ محتاجين إن احنا نصرخ الله ونقول له زي ما هي هوشافات ليه كده جيش عظيم قوي قوي 3 ملوك جايين عليه وهو ضعيف وعنده حاجة بسيطة بس ربنا وقالوا لسنا نعلم ماذا نعمل لكن نحوك عيوننا. فربنا خلى الجيش دي قام أكمن على بعضهم وقتلوا بعض وانتصر يهوشافات. كنا نريد أن برج حياتنا يصير للسماء وفوق ونحس بكده من وإحنا على الأرض ونحس بالنجاح الإلهي في حياتنا لازم نتضع ونخلي ذواتنا زي ما أبونا كان بيتكلم المسيح عمل كده وندخل في المسيح. طب ندخل في المسيح ايه؟ قال ده الباب الضيق. ايه الباب الضيق؟ لازم تخلع ذاتك المنفوخه قوي دي بره عشان تقدر تدخل من الباب الضيق. لو دخلت من الباب الضيق هتلاقي ايه؟ هتلاقي بقى غنى يخلص ويدخل ويخرج ويجد مرعى ان دخل بي احد. وانا ايه؟ انا الباب الضيق صغير انا هو الباب. إذن يا أحبائي ما نخافش من باب الضيق ما نخافش من الإخلاء ما نخافش من أن الواحد ينزل عن ذاته وكرامته واسمه وإمكانياته ويبص ربنا يقول رب أما أنا فمسكين وفقير اللهم عني أنت معيني ومخلصي فلا تبطئ فيلاقي البرج بتاع حياته بيطلع لفوق لإلهنا المجد الدائم الآن لبد آمين.
Shalom.